This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. I'm joined tonight with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrand. How are we doing tonight, Walter?
I'm doing all right now, man. Doing all right now. I had a power nap. I'm good to go.
Outstanding. Mike, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great. Happy to be here. Thanks again.
Not a problem. How was the kids' party tonight or today?
It was actually a lot of fun, a lot of family. It was a really good time.
Outstanding. Anyways, we want to say hello to our special listeners. First off, Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadessus, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and all those listening in Long Island, especially the 2nd Congressional District. First order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Sergeant Floyd Miles of the Charles City County, Virginia Sheriff's Office. End of watch, June 9th, 2024. Sergeant Miles suffered a heart attack while struggling with the perpetrator. The perp is in custody. Anyways, word of the wise, those still out in the streets, still running the streets, make sure you take care of yourself. Sergeant Miles' death may be prevented with a little TLC. Anyways, our first story tonight, talk about the fake holiday party featuring the Commander-in-Chief. On the 10th of June, the White House held a Juneteenth or June 19th celebration. I don't know why we call it Juneteenth. It's just more pandering. And why we have a federal holiday is just even more pandering. But we can talk about that later if we have time. Anyways, at this so-called celebration, you had the brother of one George Floyd. Floyd died of a drug-induced heart attack while attempting to pass counterfeit currency. Anyways, no word of the family of Officer Jamal Mitchell or Sergeant Miles was present at the festivities. Both those officers died in the line of duty. Both of those happened to be black. Anyways, during this ceremony, which is just an absolute disaster, you had George Floyd's brother there for whatever reason. You had Joe Biden during a performance by a gospel performer. I forgot the gentleman's name. President Biden just froze, didn't move, had no emotion. It's like he was stuck in time. Everybody swinging and singing to this song, and President Biden just stood there frozen. He had almost like an epileptic moment. Those who have family members who do have cognitive issues, including the Stanton family, you see this, you recognize this, but nobody's saying a flipping word. And then later during the evening's festivities, President Biden gave a mumbling, bumbling, fumbling speech about who knows what at this point. Anyways, none of the mainstream media was picking this up. Of course, conservative media was all over it because it's obvious. It's on videotape. But the thing that really got me about this fake ceremony for this fake holiday with the brother of a worthless human being was the gentleman standing next to Vice President Harris's husband. There's a dude, if you go to the website, you see a dude in a picture, it looked like he's wearing a sequin dress. The guy's got long hair. It's a black gentleman. He's got long hair, put relaxer in his hair. He looks like he has a 5 o'clock shadow, but he has a sequin dress. I'm like, who is this guy and why is he sitting with the president and vice president of the United States? It's like, oh my God, it's just embarrassing. Anyways, Well, what's your take on this disaster of a fake holiday?
Well, it's not so much the holiday. It's just put Biden up on in front of everybody. Now, I believe there's, a sick left psyche behind putting him up there like that. Because he's been out a lot lately making these speeches. And then and then he's talking and okay, yeah. I think that the left, the Democrats are putting him up to show that, yep, he's old, his speech is impaired, but he's been president for 3.5 years, and he's done a good job, and this is what we want for another 4 years. Because they used to hide him, he used to hide in his basement, then beginning of his term, you couldn't see him, you couldn't find him, you couldn't hear him. They were trying to keep him out of the public side. But now they're pushing him into the public side to say, well, yeah, he might be old, he might be a little bit feeble, but he's doing the job. That's what the message I think the Democrats are trying to push forward. So, and they can't hide him because he's running for re-election, in a few months. And he can't hide in his basement anymore because he's the president. So they're going to push him out there in front of everybody. Like I said, just to say, well, he's old and feeble, but he's still doing the job. That's my thought on not just this Juneteenth holiday, but the way they're approaching and putting George Floyd's, brother out there. And then I don't know who that person was sitting next to the VP's husband, but they're just trying to show that they're the party to go with in November. That's my take on it.
Wow. Mike, do you think the Democrats are doing a great job wheeling Joe Biden out in public?
I think whatever measures they're trying to put him on to keep him like halfway normal when they put him out there are starting to wear off. Whatever amphetamine cocktail, whatever they're giving him, it's not strong enough, and he's just devolving in front of everybody's eyes. I don't think they'll carry him through. I think at the convention they're going to end up doing a switcheroo and sticking somebody else in there to run because he's so far gone now. Realistically, you can't have that guy, actually run. I'd be amazed if they kept him past the convention. I really would. And for the guy next to the first husband, so I have a theory about that. I think this guy left his house in a suit, and something happened along the way to destroy his suit or whatever, blow it off, whatever. He happened to be next to a cheap motel, ripped down some curtains, but unfortunately ran into some maniac with a sewing machine and a sequins who attacked him, and he still had to get to the event, and there you go. That's my theory about what happened to that guy, because the only other answer to that is mental illness, which was not that far off the mark, I think, because that just seems to be prevalent in the country nowadays, and these guys are front and center with it, pushing all the castration, mutilation, everything else they can.
Right. Mike, you might be onto something because I was reading the crime statistics in the district keeps going up, even though like murder is going down barely. But it's just something else. I don't know who this guy is. We don't know who the guy is or what. But if you look back to Biden, if you look what he did in France, he didn't know whether to sit down or stand up during the D-Day ceremony. Yeah. Of course, everybody's making jokes. He was having a bowel movement in his two-piece suit. And then in Italy, as a paratrooper was coming down, Joe Biden was just like walking away. The Italian prime minister had to become a caretaker of the moment. But anyways, good job, Democrats. Keep up the good work. Anyways, moving to our next story about the Bidens again. I think half the show is going to be about the Bidens. Hunter Biden's old babysitter kept flying across the pond to attend his trial. In the Delaware federal courts, Jill Biden kept flying between France and Delaware to be at her stepson's side or have his back. But anyways, this trip cost $345,000. And just absolutely crazy. And the Democrat Party agreed to reimburse the taxpayer, i.e. us, the cost of 4 first-class tickets, which is actually nowhere near the cost of transport the First Lady, not to mention the logistical nightmare of having splitting Secret Service teams away from the President of the United States and the First Lady, having all the vehicles moving both parties around, and then both in France and back in Delaware, so she can sit behind the boy she used to babysit. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about Jill Biden flying on the taxpayer dime. Also, the first dirtbag is convicted, and some men can't play in women's sports. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20-plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Tanilla's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back. And James Edwards must have a camera in my house. How the hell did he know that? Anyways, going back to the First Lady flying across the pond to sit in court to support, so-called support her son during his trial. Mike, I'll give it to you first. Do you think the First Lady should have flown back and forth across the pond to support her stepson?
Absolutely not. There was no reason for it. It was all just pandering and a show for, you know, it's to throw meat to their voting base. You know, oh, look, they're a caring, loving family. Yeah, you know, Joe's so caring and loving, he took showers with his adolescent daughter. You know, stop. Just stop with the nonsense. It's a complete nonsense. It was a waste of time, waste of money, waste of resources. It's everything this administration is, you know, this regime. It's a waste. The more important case for these guys is going to be September. That tax case is coming up for Hunter in September. That one ties to the entire Biden crime family syndicate and by extension to all the corruption. That's a much, much more interesting case.
Right. And the media has mentioned nothing about it. But, Walt, what say you about $345,000 to fly the First Lady to and from Hunter's trial?
Yeah. I've said this for years and years and years and years about politicians or, you know, their families or whatever the case may be when it comes to personal usage of public funds. It's wrong. The government needs to be reimbursed by the Biden family, got the money to do it. It's their son on trial. He's the one that screwed up. He's the one that she's going to see. It's got nothing to do with travel expenses. Bodyguards, Secret Service, plane fare, whatever the cost is on the family. I don't care if it's the president. I don't care if it's the mayor of One Horse Town, Mississippi. Nothing against Mississippi. So I think it needs to be reimbursed. It's not fair. It's not right. It's not correct to have that. That's not part of the presidential oath, you know. And I will, you know, spend the taxpayers' money on my son when he's a crackhead and gets arrested for a gun charge. That's not part of the oath. The oath is to take care of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic. And the first crackhead happens to be domestic. So I think it's absolutely wrong that the taxpayers should be stuck holding that bill. We're stuck holding enough without having to make sure the former babysitter who used to wash his nuts in the bathtub go and see him at his trial. So that's what I have to say about that.
Right. Here's a question. When did she stop doing that? But anyways, anyways, here's another thing nobody brought up, of course, is that, you know, all these Hollywood leftists are all about carbon footprint and greenhouse gases and stuff, and how all these jets up spew greenhouse gases, all this fuel. Nobody said anything about the thousands of pounds of fuel that these jets are burning and going across the Atlantic Ocean. But of course, that, you know, leave it to the left. But anyway, speaking of the first dirtbag, he was convicted of federal crimes from an incident in 2018 where he lied on an application to obtain a firearm and possess a firearm while under the influence of said crack. But Mike, you took some of the wind out of my sails, because my thing is that this is small potatoes compared to the treason, money laundering, influence peddling that the Hunter and the entire Biden crime family is involved in. But I can't wait to see the U.S. attorney press charges for those crimes. But, you know, it is the Biden crime family. But in terms of this trial itself over, you know, whether he lied on an application, that's, you know, is, well, I won't say what Buford T. Justice said, Smoking the Bandit, but it doesn't matter anyways, because this nation is broke. The border is wide open. The U.S. is overrun with people who have no clue who, you know, we don't have any clue where they're from or who they are, if they're wanted. We have we got Middle Eastern people trying to breach Quantico military base down the road here in Virginia. And we have a government out of control that's after us. But, Walt, what say you about the first dirtbag being convicted?
Well, it's like this. it's, you know, these felons, violent felonies because of the gun charge. Okay. It doesn't matter whether you use it or not. It involves a firearm. Number two, the sentencing phase of this is being watched by millions of attorneys, and even many more millions of felons who are convicted of one gun charge or another. Because if he gets a slap on the wrist where somebody's doing 10 years for a gun charge, the courts will fill up with appeals, okay? And they'll use this case as the site. So this is being watched very closely. As to what this guy is going to get. I mean, he's got a Secret Service entourage by extension. Okay. So, and that's it. And that's okay. The Secret Service going to stand guard at his cell if he's sentenced to, you know, a year in jail. You know, look at Bernie Getz. Bernie Getz, all those years ago, had the gun in his hand, shot four people, which, you know, was a blessing. but he still ended up doing a year for the gun charge, not for the act. He still ended up doing a year in Rikers for the gun charge. So we will see what the outcome of this is going to be. And again, I always say, when there's things like this, it's a sticky situation. There's many, many other aspects riding on this. And the same with, you know, the Trump case, you know, but, you know, we know that's really a civil matter, and he's running for president. So there's no election for, you know, running for first stupid. You know, he's already got that in the bag. The crackhead.
Right. Mike, what say you about the conviction of the first dirtbag of the United States?
I think it was a show trial. I think they did it because they had this lawfare against Trump and everybody in his circle, you know, and they're putting all these people in prison for defying congressional subpoenas, whatever, all the stuff they're doing. So this was just a way for them to kind of point to and say, oh, look, the first son was convicted, whatever. It's not lawfare. It's, you know, it's justice being served or whatever. And the other day, I don't think it matters for crap. I think Joe will commute the sentence at the very least, if not pardon him outright at some point. I don't think it's nothing more than a show trial. It's nothing more than just a farce to try and legitimize the lawfare they're conducting against everyday people, the J6 people. You know, they've locked up thousands of people, grandmothers who took a tour, you know, basically, and they're locking them up for months and months and months. You know, Right to Life was getting locked up for protesting. And, you know, it's the unbalanced system just trying to give you a little taste of something and say, oh, look, we're doing it to both sides. But they're really not. But I think Walt's absolutely right. There's going to be a firestorm of appeals based upon what happens with this case. And, you know, rightfully so. You know, what's good for him is good for everybody else. Then if that's the way we're doing this, then that's the way it's going to be. I just find it funny that his appeal now is based on NRA talking points about the Second Amendment that his father and that party have consistently and continuously tried to attack at every level. So it's going to be interesting to watch it play out either way.
Right. Here's a question for both gentlemen. You know, we were talking about the Biden-Cram family. Do you think Jill Biden's presence at the trial was kind of like the Godfather, where the brother of Frankie Five Angels was sitting in the on Capitol Hill in the organized crime hearing?
Yeah, I think so. Send a message, right? Send that message. Make sure that the message is sent and make sure it's clear. Sure, absolutely.
Right. Well, what say you? You think it's kind of like jury intimidation?
It depends on what the, you know, on who they sat at the jury. You know? I don't think it was an intimidation. I don't think anybody's intimidated by this presidency, or the babysitter. So,
okay. It's just,
you know, like Mike said, you know, it was, you know, they had to put him on trial. It was a show. But he was found guilty, and I'm pretty sure that they thought he was not going to be found guilty on some type of technicality or something. But again, you know, with the Second Amendment and the left-wing people are fighting it all the way, and he's trying to get a gun. So, you know, it's like me going down to the gun shop and signing the form saying that, you know, I'm not a convicted felon, and, you know, to try and get a gun. I'd have to, you know, I'd be tried on the same kind of charge. So, and, you know, they got the application, they got him in there, you know, they have everything. So there wasn't no way he was walking away from it. So, I think it was a show that backfired on them.
Right. Well, anyways, we're going from the first dirtbag to the first dude. When we come back, we'll talk about somebody who won't be able to compete in women's sports, thank God. Also, Father's Day is coming up, so we have a special Father's Day message for Dad. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio will be right back. Take it away, boys.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Attorney General Merrick Garland will not be prosecuted by the DOJ after the House voted to hold him in contempt. The vote followed the DOJ's refusal to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview about his handling of classified documents. Special Counsel Robert declined to prosecute Biden, citing potential jury sympathy for him as an elderly man with poor memory, sparking political controversy. The leader of Florida is worried about Russian ships being so close to his state. John Schaefer has more.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has expressed concern over the presence of Russian warships just 90 miles away in Cuba.
They are not going to be deterred by weakness. They're not going to be deterred by confusion. They're not going to be deterred by a president wandering around aimlessly at the G7.
DeSantis said that Russia's military activities in Cuba are alarming and blames the Biden administration's perceived stance of weakness for the situation.
The Supreme Court has delayed a decision on Trump's claims of presidential immunity. No ruling was issued yesterday, but a decision may come on June 20th. The case affects some of Trump's pending cases, including his alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. President Biden is meeting privately with Pope Francis in Italy. Following Francis' historic address at the G7 summit, the Pope will also meet privately with other leaders, including Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron. Southern wildfires are causing hazy skies and poor air quality in parts of the U.S. Unlike recent summers, Canadian wildfires are not to blame. Fires in the southern U.S. and Mexico are affecting air quality as far north as Nebraska and Iowa, and east to Connecticut and Massachusetts. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Hey, we are back. Scoop State with Walter Yerke and Mike Reichbrandt on 7-5 Radio. During the news break, we heard that the Department of Justice will not prosecute Merrick Garland after Congress found him contempt of Congress. You know, this is the D.C. justice system. You have Steve Bannon. He did the same thing. He refused to testify or ignore the subpoena to testify, and they're throwing the book at him. Meanwhile, the Congress found the Attorney General in contempt, and the DOJ is like, ah, we ain't going to do nothing about it. Mike, what say you real quick about this horrible justice system we end up with?
Well, it's just it's a prime example of the double standard being applied across the board since this regime took power, right? You have Pete Navarro and Steve Bannon both. Pete Navarro serving time, and Steve Bannon's been ordered to serve time. Meanwhile, Merrick Garland, who is much more complicit and far more nefarious things, you know, is doing exactly the same thing, and he gets a free pass. It's just it's a prime example of the double standard.
Walter, you think there's any way we could fix this, or will be fixed, or is this going to be the same thing till you know this country just finally just falls apart?
You know, it's again, you know, this is the way it's. This is what's become of our system. We were suspecting that there was corruption in government. Then we knew there was corruption in government. Then we convict that there's corruption in government. And of course, there's many levels, different types of corruption. And then we convict, you know, corruption of our government. Now they're not doing anything about it. So more the waste of taxpayer dollars again. I mean, if you're not going to cross the finish line, don't start the race.
Right, exactly. And that's why I've been saying for years, nobody in D.C. goes to jail, including the street dogs on the street or the guys fall asleep behind the truck. they don't go to jail either. But anyways, let's move to our next subject, something I really don't care for, women's sports, but it's really interesting. Finally, some good news this week. Mr. Leah Thomas, who competes in women's swimming competitions, has been banned from competing in certain swimming competitions because Leah is a man. So thankfully, Leah will not be appearing in the 2024 Olympics representing these United States. Finally, somebody's come to their senses because, I mean, first now you got Thomas, say he's a swimmer, then you're going to have women's records being broken everywhere in every other sport because you have dudes saying they're women. If you go on the website, you see a picture of Leah, a tall, lanky dude with huge shoulders, huge arms. I mean, it's a dude. But anyways, kudos to the committee who regulates these competitions to say, dude, go, you're a guy. Well, what say you about the dude who wants to compete in women's sports being told no?
Well, so somebody came to their senses. If you got a rudder, you can't race a canoe. Plain and simple. You're going to win every time because it's harder to push a canoe than something with a rudder. Let him try out for the men's team. See how that works. Let him try out for the men's team. I don't see him going to, women's volleyball, beach volleyball anytime soon because, they practically run around, naked, which is fine. That's one of the sports that I like. But I would not watch it if he was wearing a two-piece on the beach playing volleyball.
Yeah.
So somebody came to their senses.
Right. Mike, what say you? Is Walter right? You go faster with a rudder than without a rudder? You're in the Navy.
Absolutely. Walt's spot on. Walt was spot on. Common sense is finally starting to make a comeback. let's hope we see more of that. You know, this guy does not belong in any woman's sport. You're a dude. I don't care what you cut off or keep or whatever you dress as or claim you are. You're a damn guy. Stop it, you know. It should be done across the board.
Right. This guy, I mean, if it wasn't a, if you didn't know anybody, you look at him. I'm looking at the picture I put on the website. He's tall. He's got broad shoulders, long, very long arms. He's got like a jawline. He'd be a Hollywood actor of some sort. But anyways, but speaking of men playing women's sports, the U.S. national women's basketball team did not pick up Caitlin Clark to join the squad, but they do have one Brittany Griner on the squad. Well, take it away about Brittany on the team. Should she be on the team or not be on the team?
Well, we all know about Brittany. You know, she made headlines when she wouldn't come out for the stars for the Star Spangled Banner. She made headlines about, you know, BLM. She's made headlines on putting our country down. And then she begged our country to get her out of jail when she was stuck in Russia. As far as I'm concerned, I should have left her there. Because, again, if that happened to me, I'd still be in a Russian jail, you know, trying to sneak some type of chemical substance into a communist country. You know, that was really stupid. So we get her out instead of a patriot that's still there. And now she's going to represent the United States, and she's standing there all proud, you know. When they win the gold medal, and they probably will in women's basketball, is she going to stand up there, you know, with the rest of the team? Or is the team in a whole going to stand up there and listen to our Star Spangled Banner and watch our flag raise? I think this is a bunch of nonsense. I don't think she should have been chosen to be in the Olympics, and let the newbie come in and do it. She seems to be the new face of the WNBA. Not that it's going to attract more people to watch it, but she's the new face because people are tired of seeing Brittany. Now they're going to see her again all summer long. Just whatever. I mean, I'm not going to jump for joy when they win the gold medal, that's for sure.
Right. Mike, do you think they should have Caitlin Clark on the squad and not Brittany Griner?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, first of all, Brittany Griner's a dude. All right, let's just put it out there. And second of all, you know, you have this girl, regardless of what her skin color is, who is like breaking records consistently, showing herself to be the ultimate player in that league consistently. And you don't invite her because there's some controversy because she's white. That's the stupidest thing in the world. But, you know, that just goes back to all the same stupidity we're seeing across the board with all this nonsense lately. So, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. I hope to God they lose. Nothing would make me happier because they deserve a loss for being so stupid. But I'm sure they'll win. But, again, I'm not going to celebrate the gold medal for them.
Right. And Mike, you think Brittany Griner's a dude. Well, you think Griner's a dude?
I guess if you would have to look at, unsure if it's a dude or not, in the dictionary, her picture would be there. That Brittany's picture would be there.
Right. I was looking at pictures of the squad, and oof, that's one ugly squad. But I took the task of taking a look closely at Brittany Griner, and I do see a little lump in the neck air region. But but what's funny is that they said, Caitlin Clark, she can't be on the squad because she's a rookie, she's got inexperience, blase, blase, you know, whatever bullcrap. But think about this. You take, you put the hottest thing in basketball right now, Caitlin Clark, put her on the Olympic squad and don't play her, and they win and say, listen, this is how good we are as a team. We are so good that we have the next female version of Michael Jordan benched. And that would do wonders for women's basketball, USA basketball, and so on and so forth. But like everything else, the left ruins it. It's like, no, she's a rookie. She's inexperienced.
Well, yeah. Well, listen to this, fellas. You know, you had, in 1992, when they started putting professional basketball players, you know, especially on the men's, the Dream Team, do you remember Barkley, yep. Ewing, Malone, all them guys, Pippen, Christian Laettner. The guy was just out of college. Christian, he was on the team. So, you know, I don't get it. And he was white.
Yep. All right, we'll be right back, folks. This is the Sound 5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Free Water Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Free Water Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Free Water Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we're back. While you're listening to the commercial for honey, I was looking at 7-5's own honey, one Danella Rodriguez at danella.fitnessmodel on Instagram. So take that, James Edwards. Anyways, tomorrow is Father's Day. And I want to wish my father and also Walter and Mike a happy Father's Day, because being a father nowadays is a very, very hard job, because the government replaced fathers in the inner city with the government check. Also, the left, of course, ruined fatherhood by changing gender roles. You have more women in the workplace. So as you have more people in the workplace, guess what? Wages go down. So now things are so bad in America, you need two family incomes. So, and then on top of that, you're fighting the school system for all this woke garbage and so on and so forth. But anyways, I just want to thank every father out there for doing a great job. When I was growing up in life, I wasn't able to spend as much time with my family, with my mother and father, because of work. Then I started my own family, this and another thing. But God's given me another chance, so every moment I got, I'm able to go up and visit with my father. And one of my favorite times I had with my father was we did the Salvation Army kettle thing for one Christmas in Yanadasis. And afterwards, my father, he was part of the Knights of Columbus to gather all the kettles and money, this and other thing. So afterwards, we're sitting in a bar having a couple of pops together, just having a good time, and that was last Thanksgiving. But anyways, thanks, Dad, for everything you've done for me and then some. Walt, what say you about Father's Day? Happy Father's Day to you, sir, for a job well done.
And you guys, too, and all the fathers that do the right thing out there. And the dads that do the right thing out there. That's what the day is about. You know, it's not about baby daddies and stuff like that. It's about being a dad and being in your kids' lives. Because you want to be, not because you made them. Because you made them and you want to be. So happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Mike? Your Mike. Turn.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Happy Father's Day to you, gentlemen. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there that are getting up every day and kicking butt to try and make their kids that much better, that much stronger. You know, doing everything they need to be doing and provide for them and make them, you know, responsible adults. It's a hard job, but honestly, for me, that's the best title I've ever held. I've had many, but dad is absolutely the best one, hands down.
All right. What was your favorite part of being with your father or being a father to your kids?
Well, my son's mom and I separated when Zach was two. I got my own place and I did all the dad stuff because, you know, she worked odd hours. So I did the dad stuff. I did the mommy stuff. I did all that. He lived with me, 5-6 days a week. So I did all the dad stuff and I'm real proud of that because it gave me a rare opportunity. Where in some cases it's the other way around. And I did it all without a judge telling me how I'm going to raise my kid or where my kid's going to be raised. So I'm real proud of that. I don't think he missed school, at all because I overslept. He didn't miss school at all because the car broke down. Everything that I did was for him and our existence together in this house. And as far as my dad goes, my dad left the house at 5 a.m., caught the bus to Jamaica Station, took the train into Manhattan. He did that for 35 years. Started that before I was born. So he'd come home at 5-6 o'clock at night. So he worked very, very hard for us to have what we had too. So I'm very proud of my father also.
Well, Mike, what say you? What's the special moment you had as a father or a special moment with your father?
I just love being with the kids, you know, anything I can do with them, teaching them anything, like taking them fishing or, you know, taking them to the range, teaching them to shoot when they get a little older, or just every day. There's always something every day with them. I love it. I absolutely love it. Every bit of it. You know, I think my first son was born. I was in Iraq. And when I came home, he was about a month old when I got home. And holding him that first time was like somebody flipped a switch in my head. And like nothing else mattered in the world to me at all, ever after that. That was the most important thing in the world to me. And it's just gotten better and better with each one. So, you know, my dad kind of instilled that in me. So, you know, both sides of it, I guess, it's amazing. There's nothing like it. And I would never trade it for anything.
But real quick, another good dad story with Pop Stanton. I went home to visit, during the many times I am able to visit. So I get in, and he tells me to get a haircut. He's like, when are you getting a haircut? I'm looking at him. I'm like, Dad, we're both old enough to join AARP. And I'm looking at him, and he went to his local barber or whatever, and the hair was just jacked up. He's like, "Hey, you need money for a haircut, Dad? I'm doing okay. I don't need any money for a haircut. I like my hair the way it is." Like, "Well, you need a haircut. You need to look professional." I said, "Dad, I work in a building. There's no windows. Nobody sees me. Just the other people that I work with, and they dress like clowns." But anyways, and then one of my favorite times with my kids was this year. I took them down to Orlando Studios, just me and the kids, and the kids were awesome. They had a great time. They were well behaved, and unlike, you know, most little kids, they didn't run to the souvenir shop, try to grab everything. I said, kids, you want something from the souvenir shops? And he's like, no, there's nothing here we really like. We'll go online. And I was like, wow, they really, they were really raised right by yours truly. And, it just, of course, like I said before, it's hard being a father nowadays. And even back then, it was hard being a father. Well, your father left the house before sunrise, got home after sunset. My father did the same thing for a while living in Long Island. It's tough. And, you know, three of us know about the pitfalls of divorce, and it sucks. Nobody gets married to get divorced. That's number one. And then the way the courts are set up, you end up paying through the nose for child support and alimony, which I think, you know, we shouldn't have anymore. If they want equal rights, guess what? You know, the wife can get a job. But that's a totally different story. But anyways, for those who have baby daddies, you know, do better. You know, you're embarrassing yourself. I work with this guy. He's got two baby mamas. I'm like, and he's living with a third girl. And then he wonders where his money is going. I said, dude, when are you going to just settle down and just pick one or the other? But, you know, but then again, if you're in a bad relationship, don't stay in the bad relationship. But anyways, I digress. Guys, you got anything else before I keep on rambling, or I'll tell dad stories till the cows come home?
I'm good.
Mike, any closing remarks, or I'll keep going?
Just happy Father's Day to all the dads out there that are kicking butt every day. And I can't wait to see the Biden crime family's court case in September explode, because that's the real story right there. So if you're listening, pay attention to that case, because that's the one that's really going to be good.
Well, according to Joe Scarborough, Donald Trump, we need to be looking at, because his cognitive ability is going down. But then again, that's Joe Scarborough. I think he urinates sitting down. But, back to being fathers, like, be involved with your kids. Even though you might live in a different house from your baby mom or whatever, get involved with your kids. Because the school system my kids go to, they know me very well. And that's unfortunate, because years ago, if I did something I shouldn't be doing, mom and dad got a phone call, and I did not want to be home when dad got home from work because of what I did in school. But, you know, nowadays it's the other way around. And a perfect example was my daughter's school. She told the staff, hey, you might want to check out this lady, this girl. She's saying some funny stuff. And they accused her of making it up. Now, I raised her right. She doesn't make anything up. I don't know where she got that from. But anyways, she didn't make anything up. And the school tried to cover it up. And I called their Bravo Sierra on that. And same thing with one of my son's school. He had a problem with some stranger come up to them. And they tried to cover it up. And I said no. I've literally contacted the governor's office to get involved, and they gave me some ammunition, so I made them look like fools. Also, parents, get your kids out of public schools, because all these woke teachers are wearing the rainbow flag and have flying the rainbow flag. But God forbid you send your kid to a school in April wearing a Confederate flag shirt for Confederate History Month. So get involved with your kids. Get involved now. Stay involved with your kids. And, you know, your kids will make you very, very proud. For Walter Yerkew and Mike Brandt, Rick Brandt, and all fathers, this is Peter Scoop standing reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.